very, very warm welcome to last year's MKR winners, Will and Steve. Good morning.
How are you, Nick?
I'm good. How are you boys?
A little dusty this morning.
You guys
for
are a little dusty.
We are. That's why I'm so husky as well.
I think the celebrations are kicking in. The book's out on Monday, so we're enjoying ourselves at the moment.
Mm. Well, let's jump straight into the book. And you've got a copy here. You're just tantalising me with it. I'm not allowed to hang on to it, I know.
It's
I'm
all
not
yours. Even
you can touch it for a little bit.
I'm allowed to touch it.
Yeah, now we're in the studio.
Yeah, have a flick through. It's. I think it's a great combination of the two of us. You know, we've really kind of tried to get our personalities into the book. Will is obviously the home cook, and he's come up with some amazing recipes that, you know, anyone can achieve. And I guess then I've put a bit of a spin on some of the dishes, a little bit more technical.
Still achievable, but it's
just kind of a bit of a learning curve for the reader.
And that's a really, because they're two very different approaches to food. I mean, you know, what you make at home. Mm. And trust me, I've got a lot of cookbooks. I've got, you know, like... But
have you got ours? No, not yet.
I have not yours yet.
It's in the post. It's in the post. Monday.
But, you know, like, I'll drag out Richard Blazer's cookbook, but I can tell you, I'm just looking at inspiration. Mm. I can't follow everything that the professor does. So was that kind of something that you wanted it to be approachable for the home person as well?
It very much so. Everything that you see in there is very much achievable, and you can source all of the ingredients from your local supermarket and your, you know, little purveyors and things like that. There's nothing really exotic in there that's going to... put people off from trying the recipes. And that's critical, I think, because that's what cooking's all about. It's about cooking what you love and what is, you know, cooking within your means. And I guess that's Steve and I, that's our food philosophy, ultimately.
But you would have wanted it to be inventive, Steve, as well. I mean, you don't want this to be pedestrian kind of, you
know,
no,
not at all.
Wonders.
But, you know, there's ways of reinventing classics and having fun with them. And that's what we've done in the book. You know, it's not about reinventing the wheel. It's not about coming up with or pairing complete really strange ingredients together. It's about, like Will said, it's about cooking what we love, what we really enjoy, what gives us that nostalgia, and essentially just what brings people together and puts smiles on people's faces. And I think that's sometimes more important than creating a really fancy tiny piece of food on a large plate that as you've slaved over for 16 hours. You know, it's not what the general public wants.
You don't want your tweezers out for the microgreens.
There was no use of tweezers, only
for his eyebrows.
Look, it's a great looking book, so you must work pretty hard on the photography for it as well.
Oh, we had the most amazing teams. Harlequin, the publisher, pulled together obviously the greatest team with Steve and I first. But no, they sourced a guy called Will Meppam and a stylist, Vanessa Austin. And between the pair of them, they've managed to really capture what Steve and I are all about. The photography is spectacular in there. And, you know, people eat with their eyes. And we think that when you flick through the book, you'll be enticed in there, like just purely by the pictures alone. The photography is absolutely stunning.
Now, I know you can't answer this properly, but is there a favourite recipe in there?
Oh, It's tough because it's like asking a mother to choose between her children.
Your mum wouldn't pick you, though, definitely not.
No, she would.
No, she definitely wouldn't.
I think you've got, I
would pick you, though.
You've got a favourite, haven't you, in there?
Well, do you know what? I thought I did, but like I was talking about just before we came on air was the pot pie. The duck pot pie is going to surprise people. And I think that if people give it a crack, that's the one that's going to surprise people. So that's quite exciting for me.
And I think,
but I love my shepherd's pie in there.
But going back to the duck, in the book there's a... we'll just duck.
I did.
visual jokes are always fantastic.
There's a section in the book called The Home Cook and the Aspiring Chef, and that's where we'll create, for instance, a shepherd's pie, and then I'll take all the ingredients used in a shepherd's pie and I'll turn it into a little more of a chef-y technical dish. And it's a really good way to see how one set of ingredients can be used in different ways. So I think that Will's favourite is the duck pot pie, but mine's actually the duck breast, the crispy skin duck breast with a pumpkin puree, and it's just delicious.
Mm. And I think that's what I love about the sound of this, because there's, you know, some people balk at using duck. There are ingredients that you feel a bit nervous about if you're not comfortable with it. But I think it's the idea of just getting in, having a bit of fun with it. And I think the other thing people forget is don't be afraid to fail once or twice. Don't be afraid if it's a bad meal at the end of it, because you're going to learn.
Well, this is it. And I think that for those that watched us on My Kitchen Rules, they will have seen lots of failure from one side of the team. But it's that that has taught me. And, you know, I'm not afraid to fail. And I'm happy to go on National TV, set a studio on fire, and it's all about the laugh for me. But people shouldn't be afraid. And I'm not afraid to. I'll try absolutely anything now. I've got so much more confidence in my cooking. And hopefully, as a result of reading the book, people at home will also have a bit more confidence in the kitchen if that's what they're after.
And that's what people want, I think, is just sort of, you know, being a, I know my flavours I love, I know the meats I like to cook with or the veggies, I'm going to get in and mix it up
exactly.
A little bit.
Cook what you love.
It's got to have been a busy week for you, a busy week, a busy year for you guys.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah, it has.
It's absolutely nuts.
And it's funny that the people, if we're quite quiet in the media, it's probably because we're working on something in the background. And we do have, you know, three or four different projects going that we're hoping to launch at the end of this year and take on into next year. And I think that we're really going to hit the market, you know, quite hard over the next 6 months. And we're going to release a few different products. We're going to try and go into retail.
Wow.
And so we just, you know, we're just really, really working hard in the background. And this book is a great way for us to talk about the other things, but also celebrate what we've achieved there.
Yeah, I mean, this is our new CV. And I mean, one of the opening lines in there that we've come up with is that this is our line in the sand between reality TV and reality. So now we are now in wanting to be in the food industry. It's where we see our future. That's where it lies. We're not just two guys that were on a television show. We're actually serious about what we do, and we love what we do. We're passionate about it. And like Steve said, we've got so much coming up that we've been working on that's hopefully all going to come to fruition over the next 6 months and long into the future.
Well, gentlemen, as the CV goes, it's a thick one, it's a good looking one, and I think you guys are going to be all right. Congratulations on it. Monday is when people can start looking for it in shops, yes?
Yep, that's right. Yep,
all good bookstores and some rubbish ones too.
Yep, all right, cool. We'll mainly push people towards the rubbish ones. You guys, good luck. I know we're going to be hearing a lot more from you over the year.